Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits. Just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Buying a used car can save you a lot of money, or it can cost you a lot if you aren't careful. We have some things everyone should do before getting a used car. Tip number one, find out if the car has been recalled. You can easily check that on the National Highway Traffic Administration database of recalled cars. Tip number two, run a vehicle history report to see if the car has been in any accidents or floods. Tip number three, look for leaks. It sounds simple, but it's so important. If the vehicle is leaking oil, you probably don't want it. Tip number four, always test drive the car, and when doing so, make sure you listen very closely. If you hear humming, there could be a problem. You should also make sure it brakes and shifts smoothly. And lastly, tip number five, before you buy it, take it to a mechanic for a professional opinion. There could be major issues going on that aren't visible. The point of a used car is to save money, so you don't want to get stuck with something you have to keep fixing. Most people have their coffee right when they wake up. But according to health experts, around 10 a.m. is the best time to have your first cup. That is, if you wake up at 7 a.m. They say you should wait 3 to 4 hours after getting up in order to avoid morning jitters and crashes later. Your body is flooded with cortisol in the morning, which is a stress hormone that naturally makes you feel awake. So you don't really benefit from having coffee right away. It's better to wait until your body actually needs a boost. So maybe try to wait a few hours before having your coffee tomorrow and see if you'd get more out of it. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear traveling alone will cost you big time.
Well, Kristen, if you want to save some money when you travel, bring a date. A survey with Good Housekeeping shows that singles spend $2,500 more than people in relationships each year, with the main difference coming from travel expenses. Experts say the best way for singles to save money is to book a trip years in advance, at least 1 year, they say. There are also tour groups that specialize in singles trips. Fumes from the gas pump may be higher than previously thought. A team of researchers wanted to see if standard benzene vapor levels found at gas stations were accurate. They found exposure at the pump was 10 times higher than previously thought. And the CDC says long-term benzene exposure can affect your immune system and also affect your health. But we should also add here that the sample size of gas stations was monitored and it was very small. And so researchers say that more studies are needed on this. A company in New Zealand is selling fresh air. Fresh air in a can. Retailer Kiwiana is selling these cans in airports and, of course, online as well. The retailer is saying the air is, quote, the purest air you will ever breathe, harvested high above the New Zealand snow line. They say they're good for about 130 deep breaths, but it'll cost you about $65 a can. And that's what you need to know. Now, Kristen, I know you're out there in L.A., so what do you think? Throw one of these in your backpack?
Not for $65. I'll settle for the free air outside. Thanks, Danielle. Well, the next target for hackers could be your workplace gossip. MarketWatch reports that more cyber criminals are going after work email and chat applications like Slack. One expert says, forget corporate espionage. Workforce chat logs are often a treasure trove of embarrassment and blackmail. More hackers are targeting employees with ransomware attacks. That's when software takes information hostage by encrypting it or threatening to release it until a victim makes a payment. The most famous example is the hack of Sony, when hackers held the studio's data for ransom. The attack cost the studio $150 million. Those attacks increased 2,500% just last year. The security firm FireEye found that many attacks begin with impersonation. Hackers might pretend to be a coworker or even a boss. After some back and forth over email, they can send links or an attachment without seeming suspicious. Security experts recommend using strong passwords and be careful about opening emails or clicking links. Researchers say one in every 100 emails is now a hacking attempt. Okay, moving on. I love seafood as much as the next person. So hearing that America may have a shortage is not encouraging news. The good news is there's one ocean farm working to make sure that doesn't happen. Catalina Sea Ranch in San Pedro, California is a 100-acre collection of ropes and buoys. The ranch bills itself as the first commercial aquaculture operation in federal waters. So what does that mean? It means the ranch is moving to deeper offshore waters to facilitate a mussel farm. Although mussels aren't loved in America, the ranch hopes mussel farms will help play a role in meeting a demand for sustainable seafood. The ranch also hopes to help meet the needs of a growing global population that will need to eat. According to the UN, the current world population of 7.3 billion is expected to grow to 9.7 billion by 2050, and the ranch intends to help feed them. So, seafood lovers, don't fret. We may be in luck. From your to-do list to your neighbor's name, even the simplest things are often tough to remember. But researchers at RMIT's School of Design may have just come up with a solution. This is sans forgetica. Yes, it may be hard to read, but the designers and behavioral scientists who made it say that's the point. Sans forgetica uses a learning principle called desirable difficulty, which is where an obstruction is added to a learning process in order to promote deeper cognitive processing, which results in better memory retention. Typical fonts are very familiar, so we glance over them and no memory trace is created. On the other hand, if a font is too different, then our brain can't process it and no memory trace is created either, says Yannicka Blaylavens, founder of RMIT's Behavioral Business Lab. Sans forgetica lies at that sweet spot where just enough perceptual rules have been broken to create that memory trace. I think regardless, I will always forget my neighbor's name who always walks her dog. I think it might be Carol. It was December 26, 1996, when John and Patsy Ramsey discovered the body of their beauty queen daughter, six-year-old JonBenet, in their Colorado home. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. Jesse, 22 years later, the death of JonBenet remains one of America's most infamous unsolved crimes.
It's so eerie when you think about this young girl, 6 years old, found in her family home, died from asphyxiation, blunt force trauma, and that no one in the course of these 22 years has been charged in connection with this crime is so eerie. And we know that back in 2008, her whole family was exonerated, but now we're talking about 2018. The way that they test evidence today is radically different than the way that they tested evidence back then. And I think we're hopefully looking at a new chapter at this. And believe it or not, Kristen, this is still an active investigation. It's not necessarily classified as a cold case. There are still people in Colorado that believe they have information and they definitely want to solve it.
So even all these years later, the case is still going strong then?
It's still going strong, and I think the real thing that's changed it now in 2018 is that there is going to be submitting of this evidence once again, but in new kinds of techniques. And I think the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is now taking over examination of this evidence. Now, here's the interesting part. The evidence that was submitted back in 2008 to exonerate the Ramsey family has been looked upon by experts and said, it doesn't seem strong enough, and there's different questions that are coming forward. One of the things that should be noted, though, is even if we get some great new DNA testing, some new evidence that's come forward that can give an indication about what may have happened, to prosecute a successful case, you still need witness testimony. And that may be very difficult when you consider the circumstances of where JonBenet was found and how this happened over 22 years ago.
Wow, still such a fascinating case. Jesse, always appreciate your insight. Thank you. For more on this case and others 24/7, head to linecrime.com. Now, on a much lighter note, we've all been there. You're about to leave the house and your phone is almost dead. You need juice fast, but what's the quickest way to charge your phone? It turns out it all comes down to physics. Electricity is measured in watts, and wattage is calculated by multiplying voltage by current, which is measured in amps. So the more volts and amps your phone charger has, the faster it'll charge. Here's one easy hack. The standard iPhone charger is 5 volts and 1 amp, but the standard iPad charger is 5 volts and 2.4 amps. If you have a relatively newer iPhone model, your phone will charge quicker using the iPad charger instead of the iPhone one. Another hack is to plug your charger into a wall, not your computer. The USB port in your laptop may only be rated for half an amp, but most phone chargers are 1 amp or higher. That means plugging your charger into the wall instead of your computer will charge it faster. And lastly, if you need power quickly, skip wireless charging. The technology is not as advanced as wired chargers. These tips and tricks will have your phone juiced up in no time. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, community watch programs are an important way of tracking down would-be criminals in order to keep a city safe. But now a Minnesota city is implementing a new type of watch team to prevent crime. All on a voluntary basis, the Coon Rapids Community Camera Program allows police to view people's home security cameras in order to give them the best chance at catching a criminal, showing you can never be too prepared. In our next story from Fox 2 Detroit, suicide is the second leading cause of death among Michigan teens and young adults. And when Jim Adams' son Morgan took his own life in November of 2012, he decided he was going to share his story in hopes of changing that sobering statistic. Now communications manager at Morgan's alma mater, U of D Jesuit, Jim leads a group of boys who work to take the shame away from mental illness in order to teach kids the warning signs of suicide, pointing out symptoms like feeling more irritable, gaining or losing weight, trouble sleeping, no energy, and feeling worthless. Jim is hoping to shine a light on this issue and honor his son. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, any mom knows that during pregnancy, their bodies change to accommodate their growing babies. So it's important to stay healthy. And now new technology is helping them do just that. Nikki Metzger is a Nike master trainer and new mom, and now she's applying her knowledge and personal experience to help women stay active and healthy during their pregnancies by serving as a Gift fitness trainer. Gift is a new digital exercise app which offers fitness routines and meal plans, measuring how hard you work in order to help mom and her baby feel happy and healthy. Okay, how many times have we heard companies releasing their plans for a passenger Hyperloop? Well, it's actually becoming more of a reality, and no, it's not by Elon Musk. Hyperloop Transport Technologies unveiled its first full-scale passenger capsule, offering the world a glimpse of what the future of travel may look like. The capsule, which is 105 feet long and weighs 5 tons, was revealed to the world in Spain. The tube-like transportation system is built like an airplane without wings. It's designed to transport people at 620 miles per hour, which almost matches aircraft speeds. The Hyperloop technology gained popularity in 2013 when Elon Musk revealed his futuristic travel vision, but had no concrete plans to make it a reality. However, those watching Musk did, and now Hyperloop TT heads to a facility in France for optimization. All right, we all know what you eat matters big time when it comes to weight loss, sometimes even more than the gym. But what about when you eat? Evidence shows that aligning your meals with your circadian rhythm may lead to various health benefits, including weight loss. Your circadian rhythm is basically your 24-hour internal clock that runs in the background of your brain, cycling between sleepiness and alertness. But let's just call it your sleep-wake cycle. The same evidence shows that our bodies tend to work better if we eat more in the morning than at night. The hard part is this is the complete opposite of what Americans tend to do. Timing meals this way could help lead to a better body weight, hormone regulation, sleep patterns, and other metabolic improvements. So practically, the best thing to do would be to make sure you have a satisfying and balanced breakfast and keep your dinner light and lean. Eating more earlier means you have more time to use that fuel as energy instead of leaving it unused at the end of the day. So it looks like the solution is simple. Work smarter, not harder. We're all guilty of telling a white lie or two, but when it comes to our relationships, lying can cause chaos. So Dr. Robbie Ludwig, the host of Facebook Watches Talking Live, is here to break down the top lies that can ruin our relationships. Hey, Dr. Robbie.
Hi, Kristen, that's right. Even though telling a little lie may seem innocent at first, in the long run, it always causes more harm than good.
So, Dr. Robbie, tell me, why is this so common?
Great question. It may be hard for us to see how even the littlest lie can spiral out of control, challenging our love connection. For example, they can keep us from addressing our larger relationship issues, keep us frustrated with our partners, or even keep us stuck pretending to be someone who we're not. Here are the top lies that can ruin your relationship. Financial lies. Money matters. Couples need to be honest about everything from debts and investments to earning power in order to have a successful partnership. Level of commitment. Telling lies about how devoted you are hurts both partners. It's best to be open and honest about your feelings, even if it's hard to do. The I'm fine lie can be the kiss of death for a relationship. Pretending to be happy when you're not won't make the relationship problems go away. Lying about contact with an ex, even if it's non-sexual, is hurtful, damaging, and breeds mistrust. And finally, lying by omission or editing out important info creates suspicion and unease between partners. Bottom line, lies block real intimacy. Telling the truth is enlightening. Healthy relationships are based on trust and the ability to be transparent and honest with one another.
I couldn't agree more. Great stuff. Thanks, Dr. Robbie. All right, moving right along. Go to any plant or assembly line and you'll likely see robots hard at work. Manufacturing has seen an automation boom in recent years, but construction has been slower to catch on until now. In an effort to account for a dwindling workforce, engineers in Japan have introduced a humanoid robot prototype called HRP-5P. Standing at 72 inches and weighing 223 pounds, many of its body parts have more freedom of motion than humans. In one test, engineers tasked HRP-5P with hanging drywall. After mapping the area, the robot picked up the board, moved it to the necessary place, and held it with one hand while using the proper tools to secure it. Despite not being as fast as human workers, the prototype proved incredibly precise, a positive sign for automation's future on the construction site. The only question, does the robot need a hard hat? All right, moving on to a great story leading into the holidays, whether it's a new purchase that didn't work out or a gift that wasn't on your list. Trying to get a refund can be a headache. That's why Reader's Digest compiled a list of expert tips to help shoppers have a smoother experience. Visiting the store when it's less busy might help your odds. Long lines can overwhelm workers, making it more likely they'll say no. If you don't have a receipt, another proof of purchase can work, like a credit card statement. Some retailers may offer store credit instead of a return. For items bought on Amazon, the site's online return center also offers the option to exchange. Even if an eBay seller says they don't accept returns, the site's money-back guarantee entitles you to a refund if an item is damaged. Experts say the sooner you make a return, the better. It gives retailers more time to resell an item before it goes on clearance or there's a newer version. Now to your top 30 health roundup. Sunflower seeds don't get enough credit. According to dietitians, there are plenty of health benefits to be had from sunflower seeds. They're rich in nutrients, and the blend of mono and polyunsaturated fats are great for heart health and reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. Sunflower seeds are loaded with vitamins and minerals that are key to bone health, immune function, DNA synthesis, cognitive development, and metabolism. And a new study claims generosity pays. They say selfish people have less kids and earn less money. Researchers said the most unselfish people have the most children, and the moderately unselfish receive the highest salaries. And we also find this result over time. The people who are most generous at one point in time have the largest salary increases when researchers revisit them later in time. And finally, scientists have engineered a flexible skin patch that can actually track your blood pressure. Using ultrasound technology, the patch can be placed over an artery and was found to have better precision and accuracy than other wearable devices due to its flexibility. I'd love a good breakthrough. When was the last time you sat down with a book, an actual book? With over 80 million Americans using e-readers, many of the books, headlines, and social media posts people read are now read on screens, and much of it skimmed. And reports claim our changing habits are rewiring our brains for the worse. For one, experiments in which students were given either an e-reader or paperback show the e-reader group lagged in comprehension, especially in questions of chronology. According to neuroscientist Marianne Wolf, skimming may also prevent readers from grasping complex topics, empathizing, or seeing the beauty in things. By skimming, Wolf says readers also hinder their ability to develop their own unique thoughts, instead accepting the most familiar and simplified versions of things, leaving them vulnerable to groupthink or even fake news. Decreasing skills can be witnessed as early as fourth grade. So experts warn that if you don't exercise those mental muscles, you may lose them. All right, a new approach to homelessness may be in order. A Maine man wants to convert a used cruise ship into a homeless shelter. Kenneth Capron says he got the idea after seeing an article using a cruise ship for senior housing. He presented the idea at a community meeting last week and says he got a favorable response. He's also been working with the Portland mayor, city manager, and several counselors on the plan. Capron says he's in the process of applying for a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to help conduct a feasibility study on how to fund the project. Capron estimates a used cruise ship housing 800 residents could cost up to $100 million. Capron says he's also been working with a ship broker overseas on finding the best option for the project. He hopes to partner with Portland's homeless shelters and plans to have the ship include educational and clinical spaces on board for residents. If approved, the ship would be permanently docked right on the Portland, Maine waterfront. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.